اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I really welcome you all. Here again, we have some of the students of Sevier International School. And I want to say hello and Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, brothers. How are you? Hassan, how are you?
Fine, sir.
Fine, inshallah. Okay, great. Fawad Haider?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, thank you. Ali Nasir?
Alaykum assalam. Alhamdulillah. How are you, sir?
Okay, that's great. Alhamdulillah. And Hussain Ruhullah.
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Everyone is here fine. And we hope, inshallah, our brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now on IRIB English Radio, I hope, inshallah, you are well and fine. So, today, in this session, the same as our previous sessions, inshallah, we will have one of the verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 154. And inshallah, we'll have a short explanation, a recitation, and the most important part of our classes, the Tajweed rules. Yes? So, before we start, let's everyone look at the Quran and listen to the recitation of this ayah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون.
So guys, I will be inshallah reciting this ayah. Make sure you listen and repeat. Brothers and sisters, please hold your Quran, turn to page 24 and verse number 154 of Surah Al-Baqarah. So,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات
ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات
بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون
بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون.
أحسنتم. Thank you so much. MashaAllah. Allah Almighty in this ayah says an important thing that we Muslims have to believe in, and all those who think, like for example, when someone is dead, especially this ayah talks about those who are killed in the way of Allah Almighty, or those who sacrificed themselves, okay, in the way of Allah Almighty, or those who were slain in Allah's way. So we're talking about this, okay? Maybe sometimes we think like the one who is sacrificed or the one who becomes shaheed, actually, okay, we think like, oh, they are normally people, they are dead like normal people. Yes, but Allah Almighty says that ولا تقولوا, don't call them dead. They are not dead. They are alive. They are living, okay? وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ You don't know. Okay, what you don't know doesn't mean that they are. For example, you'd think like they are dead, so it doesn't mean they are really dead. They are not, okay? They are living and you don't know about the reality of their death, okay? So they were sacrificed, they became shaheed, yes? They achieved this position, this tawfiq, okay? To be sacrificed or to sacrifice themselves, okay, in the way of Allah Almighty. This is an important thing. Shaheed has an important position, okay, in the heaven, and also Allah Almighty will grant him one of the important positions, okay, that everyone, every Muslim, really have to make dua, is this, to become shaheed in the way of Allah Almighty. My teacher, okay, he was saying that I always recite this dua in the qunut of his prayers, okay, he was saying that Allahumma rzuqna qatlan fi sabilik. Allah Almighty bless us, okay, grant us with the death in your way, okay, in your way. So there are many, two types of shaheed actually we have, okay, shaheed who is martyred, okay, in battlefield, shaheed who is not martyred in the battlefield. So thawab, the reward of shaheed, who gains the reward of shaheed, okay, there are many hadith, inshallah. You can refer to the tafasir book, to the ahadith books, okay, and inshallah, look at them. Understood? قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
So it's enough about the short explanation now. Let's pay attention to the tajweed rules. Inshallah, we'll practice the recitation, the reading of this ayah with the tajweed rules. Okay? So, ready? Let me once read this. وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُوا This is without tajweed I'm reading, okay? لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٌ بل أحياء ها ولكن لا تشعرون This is normally reading, but let's do it with tajweed. ولا تقولوا Pay attention to the long vowels, okay? Yes. ولا تقولوا Okay? لمن Here, we have a nun ساكن, right? So when we have a nun sakin plus ya, there is a rule. Idgham. The rule idgham must be applied, yes? How many letters were there that you have to apply the rule idgham? First of all, tell me Fawad, Ali Nasir, what does idgham mean?
Merging.
Merging or mixing or entering one letter to the next letter, okay? This is called idgham. Okay, so now you enter or you insert the letter nun into the letter ya. And if you do it, there will be kind of two ya, double ya.
Yes.
Yes? Because noon is merged with the ya and it's changed to the letter ya. So the ya sakin will be there. So liman will be changed to?
Limay.
Limay. If there is a waw instead of ya, limaw, for example. If there is a lam, limal. If there is a noon, liman. If there is a mim, limam, for example. Okay? So these six letters, ya, ra, mim, lam, waw, noon, whenever you see them after the letter noon sakin or the tanween, you apply the rule idgham, right?
Yes.
And also we had two types of idgham, idgham with gunna, with nasal sound, idgham without gunna, without nasal sound.
Yes.
So four of these six letters were there with idgham, which idgham with gunna,
yes,
we have to apply which letters?
Ya,
mim,
waw, noon. Lam and ra, these two letters, we apply idgham, but without a nasal sound. Which means we just merge them. There is no, for example, prolonging the sound or no nasal sound like this. For example, we have min, then rabbihim, for example. Min rabbihim, fast. You don't need to prolong the sound. مِن رَبِّهِمْ now. مِن رَبِّهِمْ مِن لَدُن. Okay? But this one, huh? It is a ya. With غنة. With nasal sound, yes?
Yes.
Two
yes.
counts. Okay. حسين روح الله. Do it. Read the لِمَن يُقْتَلُ.
لِمَن يُقْتَلُ.
Two counts. Do it again.
لِمَن يُقْتَلُ.
أحسن. There is a nasal sound, okay? لِمَن يُقْتَلُ. Alright. So everyone, repeat after me. لِمَن يُقْتَلُ.
لِمَن يُقْتَلُ.
أحسنتم. So that's easy. There were three other rules that inshallah will one by one, step by step we'll do them, okay? Rule yes. إظهار, the rule إخفاء, and the rule إقلاب. So يُقْتَلُ. The letter قاف.
قلق.
Is that sakin? The rule قلقلة must be applied. Because the letter قاف is sakin. Five letters were there that the rule قلقلة, which means kind of producing an echoing sound or a bouncing sound, okay? So this rule is applied. Five letters. حسين
قاف
طا
با
با
جيم
ضاد. These five letters, okay? Whenever they appear with a sukun on the top or without, for example, فتحة كسرة ضمة, apply the rule قلقلة. قطب جت letters, yes? So يقتل. ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل. Do not say يقتل. يقتل. Right? So, that's it. The next rule is في سبيل الله. What do you think the rule is, the important rule here?
إدغام.
Where is إدغام?
سبيل الله.
This is also called إدغام, okay? Because you're merging letters together. This is, okay, but this is not that إدغام. Okay? إدغام with نون ساكن and تنوين. This one is also called سبيل الله همزة الوسط. Yeah, you skip همزة الوسط. Great. Great. And the next thing here, in the word Allah, also we have the letter lam. It's pronounced lightly.
Yes.
Why? Because there is a kasra sound before.
Yeah.
So, for the letter lam, in the word Allah or Allahumma, we had special rule.
Yes. Huh?
Either you pronounce it heavily, or la, 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 or le, le, this way. Yes?
Yes.
So, when you... For example, have a fatha sound or a dhamma sound, Hassan, okay? Before the word Allah. For example, the letter lam is the letter before the word Allah, yes? If the letter lam has a fatha or a dhamma, you pronounce the word Allah with Allah, heavy sound. But if it is a kasra, okay, before the word Allah, pronounce it lightly. Fi sabilillah, not la. All right? That's it. And amwatun, you know, iqlab is applied here, okay? Bal ahya'un idgham ahya'u, right?
Yes.
The mad is wajib because hamza and alif both are in the same word. Wala killa kin la, again idgham killa tash'uru. That's all about the tajweed rules here in this ayah. Make sure inshallah you practice, okay? So, do you have any questions?
No, sir.
No. We really recommend our brothers and sisters. First, we thank them, and secondly, we recommend them to stay with us every day, inshallah, in IRIB English Radio. We'll have a Quranic session for you. Thank you so much for being with us. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. So stay with us. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil fajr.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان، إليه تنصت الأكوان، وفيه